I'm Eric Felton, and this is Beyond Category. We're here at the Bohemian Caverns, a historic jazz club in Washington, D.C., to hear a terrific young singer, Sachal Vasandani, and his new band. Let's check it out.
One, two, three. Across the street from where I'm sitting, I can make out your shadow.
Sachal Vasandani, fantastic.
Thank you.
Tell me about that tune.
Well, Storybook Fiction is a song I wrote when I first moved to New York. And I was kind of bewildered by how close everything was together. And it's almost like you could look across the street into someone's window and kind of see a love scene play out. And I don't mean that in a kind of sketchy way. I just mean that that everything was very close together. So I started to think about that, and it ended up being this song that you heard, which is a song about what a love could be like, an imaginary love.
Now, up until now, most of what you've done has been in a more traditional jazz context, piano, bass, drums, a lot of standards. Tell me about the evolution of this new band.
Great question. I consider it to be the jazz tradition my blood. It's in my blood. I love to sing it. I would happily sing it right now. But I also feel like these new songs are kind of coursing through that same blood, and they want to be free. They want to be out. This is the time for me to sing these songs. This is the time in my life, and maybe this is the time in the world for them to hear these songs. And it's just as simple as that.
Singing a lot of standards, does it change the way you approach writing an original song? A lot of pop music, it's so driven by the hook. Whereas more traditional jazz writing was, and standards, were really through melodies that went through the whole tune instead of it all just being in the hook.
Well, singing a lot of standards, you come to see the good and the bad. And singing standard after standard after standard, partially to showcase your voice, you begin to realize that some songs, as songs, even though you might be able to sing them, are better than others. And so it was with that spirit that I've edited a lot of my songs. Standards, jazz compositions, pop compositions, classical compositions, I study them all. And the idea is that even though my music is somewhat different, the idea of editing, if I were to choose an album of standards, there would be an editing process. I might know 600 standards. Which ones show up on the record and why? And it's with that same kind of critical eye that I turn to my own writing to try to make it as potent as possible.
And does that mean when you're writing, you write a lot and then you think about cutting it down and finding the best part of it to edit down to?
Yeah. I do that. I do allow myself the freedom to just be. Whatever thoughts, whatever words, whatever ideas come to mind, musical or otherwise, let them write out, you know? And then cross out some of the words and the musical ideas that don't fit, some of the things that aren't as potent.
Well, why don't you play another one of your original tunes for us, bring up the band, and we'll check it out. What are you going to do for us?
This is a very new one, and it's called Haystacks.
And what's the idea behind that tune?
As you search in the tragic comedy of love, what are the voices in your head, real or imagined?
Well, let's check it out. Sattva Vasundhani. You've been on my mind for a while. Satchel, that's a beautiful tune. Beautiful tune. You know, that has a real sort of Midwestern flavor to it, the notion of haystacks, you know, yeah. Sort of out in the countryside. You live in New York now, but you come from the Midwest in Chicago. How'd you get from Chicago to New York City?
I came with a dollar and a dream, pretty much. I've been wanting to move to New York since I was a kid. And my mom said, you should probably go to college first. So I did in Michigan. I loved it. So thank you, Mom. But I've been in New York now some time, and it's always inspiring for a number of reasons. But some of these songs, they do kind of take me through the city, not out necessarily, but through the city into other places in my brain that might be a product of my upbringing, that might be a product of imaginary places, fiction. But yeah, we need to move through the city and take the city with us.
So how do you like living in New York? How is it different from the jazz scene that you grew up listening, going to hear music in Chicago? I would imagine you went to the Green Mill to hear a lot of the great musicians that play in Chicago.
Definitely. I grew up at, you know, loving trips to go to the Jazz Showcase in particular. I remember a particular thing, seeing Oscar Peterson, you know, and countless others. Later it was Ray Brown and Benny Green, and sometimes I would come back and see people that I've had the fortune since of getting to know personally or even playing with. So places like that are very, very crucial to a scene, and they're crucial to young people to give that additional exposure that you can't get on records. In New York, I find it to be a true melting pot. And having been there now again for some time, it's a place where swing can coexist with the avant-garde, and music can coexist with art or dance or theater. And I draw inspiration from all of that.
And a good place to be when you're trying to think about mixing genres of music and see where it goes.
The place.
So tell us a little bit about the next tune you're going to play for us.
Sure, this next song is another voyage. It's called Might Have Tried. Like a lot of my songs, another song about love.
All right, well, let's check it out. Satchel Vasundhani.
Sucked my soul out with her kiss. She left left me in a crumpled mess. That's the best I'll ever feel. That's the best I'll ever feel. That's the best I will ever feel. You might have tried.
Sachal Vasandhani. In jazz, there haven't been a lot of male singers to hit the scene. A fair amount of new female singers, but not a lot of male singers. So did you find that that was more difficult in the jazz world to sort of get people to take you seriously as a guy singer?
You know, I think there are experiences that we all go through, whatever we play or whatever we do, frankly, in life, where we encounter something, maybe a resistance. And sometimes you're not even aware of it. It exists, but you're not even aware of it. My thing is to just keep doing what I do, keep believing in the power of songs and hopefully my delivery of them to move people. And whether it's an audience of 10 or 10,000, it's really about music and it kind of doesn't matter.
You know, jazz has been so dominated for a long time by instrumentalists, and instrumental is so important to jazz. But I think there's something that singers can do in connecting with an audience in a way that's harder when you're sort of behind an instrument. And you know, how do you look to try to bring the song across to someone?
Well, you know, you're talking to someone who grew up listening to almost exclusively instrumental music well before I ever got bitten by the bug to be a singer. So I have, beyond the deepest respect, again, that instrumental music is in my blood. It'll always be something that I connect with on a very visceral level, even before I connect any theoretical dots or put some liner note story together. That being said, I am me. I'm not a piano player. I'm not a bass player. I love those instruments. I love the saxophone. I love the trombone. But the best thing to do is just be yourself. And I would say that to anybody playing any instrument, and let your voice come through your voice.
I'd love to play something with you. What can we do together?
Here's a brand new one, and I'd love for you to join us on it. It's called No More Tears.
And what's the story behind that song?
Well, it's pretty much all in the title. No More Tears, baby. That's where I'm at, you know?
All right, well, I'm going to get my horn and join in with Sachal Vasandhani.
Well, it's been too long.
asking. I can't free myself of you, not even sure where to begin. All that I want to, but there will be no more tears. No need to take down your picture. Oh, it haunts me just the same. Why even bother to delete your name? But please forgive me, there were no more tears.
That was Buster Hemphill on the bass, Keita Ogawa on the drums, Nir Felder and Camila Meza on the guitars, and singing at the microphone, Mr. Sashal Vasandani. I'd like to thank Bohemian Caverns here in Washington, D.C. for hosting us. I'm Eric Felton, and I hope you join us again soon for more good music on Beyond Category.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.